Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEG. GELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, you're having fun with the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call all the time for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, today is one of those fabulous celebrations. I got to get into this one. This is one of my favorites of the entire year. There's no way you can go without making a celebration when it is National Chocolate Soufflé Day. National Chocolate Soufflé. French cream patisserie, whatever the heck it's called, base flavored cream sauce or puree, egg whites beaten. Ugh. Throw a little Grand Marnier in there, maybe a little dark chocolate right down the middle, or a little custard cream, put it whatever you, what do you think? National Chocolate Soufflé Day. It is one of my favorites. I will have to find some place that my wife doesn't know about that I am going to indulge. Amazing. Dow Jones Industrial Average. Nobody's talking about this one. We're at 20,829, down 8 points today, gaining nearly $3 trillion. $3 trillion in net worth for America since the election of Donald Trump. $3 trillion. Think about that one. But if you were to look at the Wall Street Journal, if you were to look at the New York Times, if you were to look at the Los Angeles Times, you're not going to see that information in there. They don't want to give the president credit for anything. Oil price down 71 cents. A barrel U.S. 10-year treasury down ever so slightly. 2.35 is the yield on that 10-year treasury. We will be chatting about that a little bit today just because you know that that has a direct impact on, in most instances, on the mortgage rate. So we do chat about that on a regular basis. German 10 years all up to a 0.21 yield. Japan is in positive territory, finally. 0.054 is the yield. It's been for a long, long time that Japan has been a negative yield. Think about that concept right there as well. Fidelity coming out, offering to buy out 3,000 older work, 5 years old, that have been with the firm for at least 10 years, are eligible for this buyout. Fidelity Investments on Tuesday said it's offering voluntary buyout of 3,000 of its longer tenured workers, the first program of its kind for the Boston money manager. The firm on Tuesday began offering buyout packages to employees that are at least 55 years old and have been with the firm for a minimum of 10 years. Packages are offered to 6.7% of Fidelity's 45,000 employees globally. I wonder if that has anything to do with the numbers we were talking about yesterday, with those who are looking at not investing in that 401k or the IRA. Just a thought there. We're not sure if that has anything to do with it, but just throwing that out there for your consideration. U.S. home prices rose in December at the fastest pace in a year. The home prices reach a 30-month high on those numbers from December. Looking at those numbers, agents showing not a lot of inventory available. Remember that. 5.20 composite of the nation's largest cities gained 5.6% year over year, up from 5.2% the previous month. Year over year, home prices rose 5.8% in December, up from November's 5.6% annual gain. Reuters showed the index was expected to rise 5.3% in December. By almost 10% right there. Seattle, Portland, and Denver once again topped the charts with the largest year-over-year gain. Seattle continued to lead the pack, rising at an annualized rate of 10.8%. Of the nation's 20 largest cities, seven reached their all-time highs in December. Seattle, Portland, Denver, Boston, Charlotte, San Francisco, and Dallas. Home prices continue to advance with the national average rising faster than at any time in the last 2.5 years. According to Dave Blitz, Managing Director and Chairman of the Index Committee at S&P Dow Jones Indices, interesting information right there as well. The Chicago Regional Manufacturing Index jumped to 57.4, above the consensus of 53, the highest level since December of 2014. And unfortunately, the economy grew at an 1.4% rate in the fourth quarter, unrevised, below the consensus for a 2.1% growth. So we're still seeing that the last quarter of the Obama administration not doing so well when it comes to our economy. But I guess we can't say that that has anything to do with president's tenure, because we're hearing from so many of the members of the president, the former president's staff, about how great the economy is doing and how great their economic plans and programs were. I don't know about you. I talked to a lot of small businesses, and the Unaffordable Care Act was simply unaffordable, couldn't handle it. Moving right along, maybe when we talk about politics, maybe we're finally catching a clue. I've said this many, many times. I catch a lot of heat for it, that the hypocrites and the haters in Hollywood, maybe they shouldn't focus on politics so more. The leading hypocrite and hater, Rosie O'Donnell, leading a protest in front of the White House today. But think about this. Americans are getting sick and tired of all this politics when we want to be entertained.
So I know who has to kick.
Yeah, well, here's the fact of the matter is the Oscars, maybe they're focused too much on politics. Maybe the anticipation of politics was just so great with the Academy Awards that the Oscars drew their lowest U.S. audience since 2008. Lowest audience.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, they think they're superior in everything, the haters and hypocrites in Hollywood. 32.9 million U.S. viewers watched the ceremony, a 4% drop from 2016 when they drew 34.4 million viewers, according to Nielsen data released on Monday by ABC, a unit of Walt Disney Company. The 2008 Oscars averaged 32 million viewers. Is it the politics that we don't care about? I think that that's the case.
What are you doing?
Is it the length of the broadcast? I mean, holy cow, it was 3.5 hours, something like that? Ended on the East Coast after midnight? Unbelievable. And then, obviously, we've got the flubbub at the end, giving the wrong Steve Harvey moment at the end of the presentation. That probably didn't go over too well, but maybe if nobody was watching it, they probably until the morning when all the news coverage was discussing it, they might have even known it. Unbelievable. Well, the White House, you could have guessed this with our president, that they were not going to put up with a lot of the leaking going on for very long. This president seems like a can-do individual. Well, even though he said he may not have done it the same way, the president did prove getting their cell phones checked for encrypted text messaging applications, according to the Clinton News Network. The staffers were called in by Sean Spicer, the press secretary, told, you've got to leave your phones on the table. We're going to check them and find out maybe there's some place where the hack or the leaks are coming from. Going to find out where it's coming from one way or another. And one of the other things that we're seeing now in the news, also a good chunk of America is now believing the president does keep his campaign promises. Majority believe he's keeping his promises. 50% of the voters approve of the job Trump is doing as president, while 45% disapprove. 69% say Trump has accomplished at least what they expected or more, compared to 20% who say he accomplished less. And this is coming from a political poll, which is probably not the most favorable to the president. Interesting commentary there, and there's some other numbers. The rest of the poll, 65% agree or somewhat agree that the U.S. should allow more highly skilled immigrants to come and live here, while 25% disagree. 40% agree, somewhat agree, the U.S. should allow low-skilled immigrants to come and live here, while 47% disagree. 43% believe the nation is headed in the right direction, while 57% believe it is on the wrong track. The flip side of that, or the part they don't want to tell you, again, I told you it's Politico, that 43% is double what it was the last time they took the poll. 47% trust Republicans in Congress to handle the economy. 34% have faith in the Democrats to handle the issue. 42% trust Democrats in Congress to handle health care, compared to 40% who have faith in the Republicans to handle that. Interesting commentary right there, especially since we know that the Affordable Care Act is on a collision course to failure. If the Republicans do nothing, it fails. The Democrats get credit for that. If they do something, they've got to really make sure they do it right. And then you've got unbelievable.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Is she gone senile? I'm just curious that she's out there saying that the president has done nothing. Maybe it's because they took her plane away from her that she's not very happy that she can't spend $1.25 million a year flying back and forth to California, spending $100,000 on alcohol on her private plane that she got as a courtesy of the United States Air Force. Unbelievable. But the president comes out and says Nancy Pelosi is, quote unquote, incompetent. Tuesday, striking back after she raised questions about his achievements during a weekend news interview. And here's, quote, I've been watching Nancy's statements, the president told Fox News, Fox and Friends program. I think she's incompetent. Maybe senile is my words. Actually, if you look what's going on with Democrats in the party, it's getting smaller and smaller. Trump said he does not like to see the Democrats' influence wane because he likes a two-party system. But if you kind of watch what's going on with if Nancy Pelosi is the face, better not say that. If Nancy Pelosi is leading that party,
nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, no problem coming for the Democrat Party. Amazing, more information there. And we know what the fake news is leading. Now you think about this, the president finally, a president, I mean this president's done more than most, but finally a president is really doing something for the minority communities. Instead of talking about that, when they're in the Oval Office, they flash out a picture that Kellyanne Conway is on a couch in the Oval Office with her feet up on the couch. I mean, she's sitting on her knees there, taking pictures of the president with these guests in the Oval Office. And that is what the media is reporting this morning. That's what the viral pictures are going out this morning. I wonder where they were with the pictures of what was going on with President Clinton in the Oval Office. I'm not sure we can get away with that one. Whoops, sorry about that. There we go. Amazing information. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, how long do families stay in their home? Money mistakes first-time home buyers make. How to save money in 2017. And how to get a mortgage when you have bad credit. We'll talk about all that and more. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Call off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. How long do most families stay in their home? That is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment brought to you by the trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Get that, find that new home, find your dream home before someone else does. That is what you can do with NEST. The National Association of Realtors keeps historical data on many aspects of homeownership. One of the data points that has changed dramatically is the median tenure of a family in a home. I'm going to post a graph that shows over the last 20 years, 1985-2008, median tenure averaged exactly 6 years. However, since 2008, that averaged almost 9 years, an increase of almost 50%. So why the dramatic increase? The reasons for this change are plentiful. The fall in home prices during the housing crisis left many homeowners in a negative equity situation, where their home is worth less than the mortgage on the property. Also, the uncertainty economy made some homeowners much more fiscally conservative about making a move. With home prices rising dramatically over the last several years, 93.7% of homes with a mortgage are now in positive equity situation, with 79.1% of them having at least 20% equity, to CoreLogic. With the economy coming back and wages starting to rise, to start to increase, many homeowners are in a much better financial situation than they were just a few short years ago. One other reason for the increase brought to light during a recent presentation by Lawrence Yoon, the chief economist of NAR, at the Realtors Summit in San Diego, California. Yoon pointed to the fact that historically young homeowners are either looking for more space to accommodate their growing family or looking for a better school district were more likely to move more often every 5 years. The homeownership rate among young families, however, has still not caught up to previous generations, resulting in the jump we've seen in median tenure. So what's this mean for housing? Many believe that a large portion of homeowners are not in a house that is best for their current family circumstances. It could be baby boomers living in an empty four-bedroom colonial or millennial couple planning to start a family that currently lives in a one-bedroom condo. These homeowners are ready to move since the lack of housing inventory is a major challenge in the current housing market. This could be some great news for those people that are really looking at the idea of you know, selling a house, buy a house, if you that's part of your family's motivation, what's going on with buyers right now, think about that concept. Right now might be one of the best times that we've seen for you to make a change in your family situation. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by Nest, N-E-S-T, or by our area-trusted real estate professionals who bring you Nest. Text N-E-S-T, free service. Find your dream home before someone else does. Super information right there. It's amazing. Household debt, I was just looking at a report. Household debt is being so close right now to 2008 levels. It's a new report that I saw on Money. CNN came out with this. Total debt climbed to $12.5 trillion at the end of 2015, an increase of $266 billion from the third quarter, according to a report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. For the year, household debt ballooned by $460 billion. The largest increase in almost a decade, $460 billion. Amazing. That means the debt loads of Americans are flirting with 2008 levels when total consumer debt reached a record high of $12.68 trillion. More credit. Mortgage originations increased to the highest level since the Great Recession. Mortgage balances make up the bulk of households and ended the year at $8.48 trillion. However, growth in non-housing debt, which include credit card debt and student auto loans, are key factors fueling the rebound in debt. Student loan debt balances rose by $31 billion in the fourth quarter to a total of $1.31 trillion, according to the report. Auto loans jumped by $22 billion. Auto loan originations for the year climbed to a record high. Credit card debt rose by $32 billion to hit $779 billion. These rates, the New York Fed expects household debt to reach its previous 2008 peak sometime this year. That may sound alarming. There's one big difference between now and 2008, according to the Fed. Fewer delinquencies, homes in delinquency. At the end of 2016, 4.8% of debts were delinquent compared to 8.5% of total household debt in the third quarter of 2008. There were also less bankruptcy filings. More than 200,000 consumers had bankruptcy added to their credit report in the final quarter of last year, a 4% drop from the same quarter in 2015. Just a little bit of information there on where we're heading monetarily. So what are some of the ways that we might be able to save some money? Is that ever a process? Well, that's a key component of what a lot of folks are looking at is how do we save some money? How do we where are some of the places? Obviously, the first place to start with saving some money is with the household budget. If you're not doing a budget, if you're not seeing the savings that you want, if you don't have a budget, the idea there is maybe that's the first place to start doing a outbound money diary, finding where is that money going? What are you doing with it? A lot of people just don't have an idea of what they're doing with their money and end up dissipating. And then they end up starting to look and saying, okay, well, how do I get out of this hole? Well, if right now, when we talked about this a lot yesterday, that we do have quite a bit of money within our equity positions of our real estate. So if that's the case in your situation, if you're like most Americans who do have equity in your real estate, why aren't you taking a look at that to see if it makes sense? And I don't know whether it does or doesn't make sense for you, but why aren't you taking a look to see about doing that debt consolidation loan? A debt consolidation. What's a debt consolidation loan? Well, it's quite simply you're pulling money out of your property to consolidate your debts, getting rid of high interest credit cards, high interest rate student loans, high interest rate auto loans. Once you do this in a strategic manner, then you might find out, okay, well, if we do those things, then we're going to start looking and saying, okay, I can get higher credit scores. If I get higher credit scores, I can get lower interest rates on my home loan. So it becomes a multi-step process. And that's one of the things that most people don't understand is they look at real estate, they look at their mortgage, and they're on this set it and forget it process. And that's not what you want to be doing. You don't do that in any other aspect of your financial life. why would you think about doing it with the liability side of your household balance sheet? So think about this. You've got a lower credit score because you've got a lot of debts. You got a lot of equity in your property. We've seen that now. We talked about these statistics came out from the various resources that we've shared with you. And we're talking about, what, about 80% of the people have significant equity in their home. That's defined as over 20% equity in their real estate. So what are they doing about it? What are they doing with it? Well, that becomes a big issue right there, because if you look at that and say, oh, I've got a bunch of equity, and I'm never going to recommend you take the equity out and go on vacation or buy a car or do some of these other things that are frivolous. But what I will look at, I will consider, I will chat with you about is correcting your situation. And if we look at some of the numbers in your situation, you start saying, okay, well, I get it, and I can take some money out of my property and make a sound financial decision with a strategy behind it. And what do I mean by a strategy behind it? You see, I'm never a big one to go with the 10-year, 15-year, 20-year mortgages. They are not a sound financial investment. Now, are they an emotional investment? Yes. When people say, I want to have my property paid off, is that an emotional response? Yes. Can I fault that from somebody? Absolutely not. But for just if you're in the wealth building stage of your life, it's not a good financial investment because there's zero rate of return on home equity. So then you start looking and saying, okay, well, I've got 84.6% of the people have more than 20% equity in their home, yet they've got auto loans and they've got credit card loans and student debt, student loans. Well, you take and all those things, or many of those things, will start having an impact, a negative impact on your credit score. If you have too high a percentage of your utilization rate, it's going to have a negative impact on your credit score. Okay, put together a six-month plan. A six-month plan to get rid of the debt and impact my credit scores. And then we're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, getting a mortgage with poor credit, we're going to solve the credit problem and the mortgage and the debt, all of that in one fell swoop. We'll also talk about money mistakes first-time buyers make. New report in the LA Times, reverse mortgages are safe but costly. Wonder where they're going. They're not talking to Jay Kaplan because they're free there in many instances. We'll talk about it. Remember to reach us anytime. Call our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on YouTube, youtube.com/ronsiegel1. Ron Siegel 1, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home?
If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Five money mistakes first-time home buyers make. That's our subject of our Credit Sanitizer segment today. Where are the five money mistakes from our first-time home buyers? Number one, not checking your credit. Actually, we should start from the very beginning. The transition from renter to homeowner is an important financial milestone for many adults, but it's not always a smooth one. Buying a home involves a certain amount of research and planning, especially if it's your first time taking the plunge. If you're not careful, your dream house could end up becoming a financial nightmare. Things we want you to be aware of. Number one, check your credit. We started talking about that in the last segment when we're talking about getting a mortgage with bad credit. Before you start checking home listings in your area, check your credit to determine if you're in a position to buy. If your credit history is spotty or your score is in a lower range, getting approved for a mortgage may prove difficult, although it is not impossible. If you do qualify for a home loan with less than stellar score, you'll likely end up paying a much higher interest rate. A quick check of your credit can save you time and money when you're starting out on the process. Review your credit report carefully for errors or inaccuracies, and don't be afraid to dispute any information that you think is incorrect. The more you're able to clean up your credit before you start talking to lenders, the better off you'll be. A great lender should be able to help you clean your credit. So sometimes you want to do that right at the very beginning. Talk to the lender and let them know that, hey, I don't know what my credit's like. Get a game plan going. Number being unrealistic. If you know your credit's in good shape, the next thing you need to do is figure out how much house you can actually afford. A lot of first-time homebuyers make the mistake of assuming that because the bank approves them for a certain amount, that's what they can afford. But that assumption can be costly. Setting an upper limit on how much you want to spend can keep you from biting off more than you can chew when it comes to your mortgage. Take a look at what your current monthly expenses are, property you're interested in. If the kinds of house you're looking at would mean a significant jump in what you're spending each month, you might want to scale back your expectations. Third mistake, focusing on price. When you're looking at houses and planning a new life as a first-time home buyer, it's easy to zero in on list price. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are a number of other costs that go along with buying a home, including appraisal and inspection costs, your real estate agent's fees, and closing costs for the loan. Once you've closed the deal, there's a whole new set of expenses to worry about on top of your monthly mortgage and payment. First-time homebuyers often forget about things like homeowners insurance and property taxes. not to mention maintenance and repairs. You need to make sure there's room in your budget for these additional costs. Otherwise, your new home will have you seeing red. Choosing the wrong kind of mortgage. A traditional 30-year mortgage is the most popular type of home loan, but it's not the only option for buying your first place. If you're able to put down a sizable payment, you may be looking for something a little different. I'm not a fan of the shorter-term loans because those don't help you in your long-term goals. If you're buying a starter home and you know that you'll be trading it out for something bigger in a few years, some of those short-term loans really don't make any sense. But maybe you want to look to a hybrid loan, something that's got an adjustable rate after a certain number of years. Say you stay there 5 years, 7 years, then it adjusts out. Looking ahead to the future can help you make the best decision today. And not shopping around. Most home buyers look at several homes before they decide on the one they want to buy, and you should be just as selective when it comes to all the other aspects of that homeownership. Instead of jumping on the first deal you offered, good idea to talk to a mortgage banker, not the bank on the corner, to see what you qualify for, because the big banks on the corner, yeah, they only offer what their bank offers, their programs. In many instances, a mortgage banker will have multiple products for you to consider. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So before the break, we were talking about some of the ideas here about how to get a loan or how to refinance with bad credit. And I was sharing some of these thoughts with you about a game plan and understanding what you're looking to accomplish. And many times, it's a multifaceted, a multi-step program. So here's what I mean by that. You look at your credit score and you say, okay, I've got poor credit, but I owe a lot of money on my credit cards. I owe quite a bit on student loans. I've got a lot of different debts. Well, here's one of the ideas that I share with people all the time. Get a loan application in with our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They've got so many different programs, whether you've got good credit or bad credit, it doesn't matter. They've got a lot of programs that can help, especially if you've got a history of earning income earnings, okay? So now what you want to do then is you get that going. You have some compensating factors. Maybe you need to get a cosigner. Maybe you need to look into one of the government finance programs or a FHA loan or an FHA streamline loan. And then you go and you make the payments that you want to make, strategic payments as you're taking cash out when you do this refinance. Because remember, I told you already that we know that 84.6% of Californians have greater than 20% equity in their property. So you take some cash out, maybe even if you only have to take 10% cash out, and you're still paying a little bit of mortgage insurance in there. That's fine. Don't worry about that. Because all that matters to us at this point when we're going through this planning process is what is Benjamin's that come out of your pocket at the end of the period, right? So how many dollars do you have to pay? When you take and add in your current mortgage, all the debt that you're paying off, what does that total up to? Then you look and say, okay, under the new mortgage, even if the interest rate is a little bit higher than your existing mortgage, if that comes out to a number smaller than what your existing household debt is, what they call it debt service, then you're in good shape because you've got a surplus now. Now, what do you do with that surplus? Don't go blow it. And don't rack up the credit card bills again. What I want you to do with that surplus is put that as an additional principal payment to your existing mortgage, to that new mortgage that you're getting. And you're going to do that for the next 6 months while we work on your credit report, while we strategically take some of that cash and start paying down your debts strategically from your credit report. I don't want you to pay them all off at once, and I don't want you to go and just pay the high one first. I'm going to share with you a strategic plan of how to do this. When you do this strategically, you're going to start seeing your credit scores increase. And after 6 months, we're going to start look at the process and say, okay, we've already got all the documentation in-house. And as a repeat client with our friends over at Gold Star, they're going to do a lot of this stuff for you for free. They're going to even cover all your lender fees when you tell them you listen to Ron Siegel Radio. No lender fees. There might be third-party fees, but no lend fees. They're going to do that all for free for you. So here you go with that. The next step. We increase your credit scores and watch that, and you're making those additional principal payments that we talked about. The money that we saved from that high interest rates, we're going to put that back as principal payments on your loan. Now what we're going to do is we're going to see where we are 6 months, because we're talking about now looking at what are we talking about in appreciation. Well, I told you that yesterday. They're going to be looking at about 5 to 7% appreciation in California for this 2017. Well, by the time we look 6 months out from now, maybe we'll have 3 or 4 percentage points of appreciation. Maybe you'll be able to take a few points off of your principal balance by making those additional principal payments. Your regular payment will take off a little, not a lot, from your regular payment as well. And we're going to look and see, maybe at that point you've backed to the 20% equity position in the property. But you should have got your credit score enhanced over that six-month period if you follow instructions. And if the credit score is enhanced, now you're going to be looking at a lower interest rate by restructuring the loan. Maybe we got rid of either the mortgage insurance, or we've gotten rid of the combo loan that we had to do to get you the cash out of your property. See, this is all part of a plan. Now, no one's talking to you about the plan in these 30-second infomercials or commercials you see on radio. They just talk to you about, you know, take money out because they're one and done, wham, bam, thank you, we're off. And all they care about is the next deal. But that's not our focus at Ron Siegel Radio. Our focus here is how do you have a long-term plan using your mortgage as part of your financial planning process. We'll talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll also talk about the new reverse mortgages, safe but costly, according to the LA Times. We'll challenge that a little bit when we come back. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you can be part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Interesting article in the LA Times. It's the subject of today's Mortgage Minute, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you are 62 years of age or older, have some equity in your property, the reverse mortgage might be right for you. Also, when you look at that, you may find out that you can buy a new home. Maybe you want to buy that next property, right size, downsize, whatever it is. You might find that beneficial to you as well. So an article in the LA Times, their headline is New Reverse Mortgage is Safer but Still Expensive. And we've talked about this before. Reverse mortgages once had a very deserved bad reputation, but there's been some change to the FHA home equity conversion mortgage, that's HECM or reverse mortgage, in recent years. Make them safer and less expensive. They're still not cheap, according to this article, and I think it's probably because the author may not know too much about the product or as much as they might think, because there are some upfront costs, but many of them can be variable. That's the big issue right there. But what are some of the myths? The biggest myth about the reverse mortgage is that you're going to lose your property, that somebody else is taking your property, or the bank is taking your property, or the bank controls your property. Big time myth. That is not true at all. The bank has a lien on your property, just like if you had any other kind of a mortgage. Now, in the article, they talk about the idea of a home equity line of credit as being cheaper. Really? Well, just working with Jake Kaplan, I'm watching, and I don't think of all the folks that have gone over and talked to Jay and had him work on loans for them, I don't think I've seen one of them where the borrower, if they follow his instructions, the borrower pays absolutely nothing and their loan balance does not increase. Think about that concept. Now, there are some changes to the reverse mortgage or the home equity conversion mortgage whereby, and this is kind of an interesting change that they did make, they have something called a LESA, L-E-S-A, and it's a set aside for taxes and insurance. What problems that they did see with the reverse mortgages? There were some people that took out a large lump sum of money and blew it. So then they took all the equity, they had the equity in their property, and now that's all gone, and they're in financial trouble. So what has happened with the product recently? Because, like I said, they don't take your property away from you unless you miss the same things that could cause you to lose your property if you have no mortgage. Yes, you can have your property closed upon with no mortgage, and you could have your property foreclosed upon with a traditional forward mortgage. Stop paying your property taxes, and over time, you could have your property foreclosed upon. Does not matter what kind of a loan you have or no loan. The taxes can cause that to happen. Now, the reverse mortgage, you have two things that you're responsible for, three things. You're responsible for your property taxes. you're responsible for insurance, and you're responsible for making sure the property remains in a safe condition. Okay? That's basically it. So one of the changes that's been made is, number one, the big lump sum of money that was given out at one time previously, they like to spread that out a little bit now. So they take and they'll give you a sum of money and then another sum of money after a year if you use the line of credit version of the product, which is the main version I recommend. Maybe 10% of the time would you not use the line of credit version of the product. But most of the time, so let's talk about that one. That's what we're really talking about today, is the line of credit version of the product. Then in some instances, they can take or set up a set aside for you out of the second sum of money, where there's an account set up to pay your property taxes and your insurance. So you don't even have to worry about that for the rest of your life, the rest of the time you stay in the property. Now, remember with the reverse mortgage, one of the key components of the reverse mortgage, it is a primary owner-occupied property. So you can't use a reverse mortgage for an investment property unless you've got a duplex and you're living one part of it. You can't use it for a investment property, something where you're not living, and it's not for a second home. And there are some safety checks that are being done to be sure that it is your primary property. So don't go trying to play games with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. They'll find out. So I don't want you to have that problem. So make sure that you're looking at that. Now, when you do as I've suggested to you, and you call and talk to Jay Kaplan, the big issue that the LA Times spoke about in their article was that it's expensive. So what are the expenses that they're talking about, and are they legitimate expenses? So the expenses that they refer to, combination, two different things, they're looking at the upfront mortgage insurance premium, which is a component of the reverse mortgage. But when you do this strategically, as Jake Kaplan will show you, he might be able to get that covered for you so you don't have to pay that expense. Then there's also there is a potential that there can be a loan origination fee. That's part of the program as well, that there can be a loan origination fee. And that could be as much as $6,000 for a loan origination fee. Again, in most instances, if you will follow Jay's, he's not going to charge you that either. The issue there is, you know, there are fees involved in these, and you need to deal with those strategically. Jay's going to come on Thursday, I think it is, and we're going to talk about the reverse mortgage in depth. But the bottom line is, so make sure if you know somebody that's contemplating a reverse mortgage, the key there is make sure they're listening on Thursday when Jay comes on and we chat about this in depth, the idea of what are the costs? What's involved? Do you have to really pay all those costs? Are there strategic ways of not paying them, of minimizing expenses? A lot of different benefits there. And again, it's all determined on getting great, sound advice. Well, sorry about that. And that's why we want to, again, educate you as part of being a listener to Ron Siegel Radio. And he's going to do a lot of this stuff for you, again, under many, many, many circumstances for free because you're a listener of Ron Siegel Radio. Give me a call at 800-306-19 if you have some questions. And be sure to that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll see you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.